శ్రీమాతరే నమః. విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ గాడెస్ శ్రీ లలిత మహాత్రిపుర సుందరి అండ్ ద డివైన్ ఫాదర్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ, వీఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ ద హోలీ లలిత సహస్రనామాస్. ఇన్ కంటిన్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ టుడే విల్ బి డిస్కసింగ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ నామం, అనాకలిత సాదృశ్య చుబుక శ్రీ విరాజిత. ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ నామం. రీజన్ బీయింగ్ the Bija Mantra of Mother Goddess Lalita is what we call Panchadashakshari or Panchadasi, the 15 letter Bija Akshras. The first part of those 15, the 5, will be completed by the description of the Mother Goddess's chin. A part of it continues to the neck, but since face represents the first kutam and chin is the last part of the face, the description of chin completes the first part of the Maha Panchadasi's first part, which marks a significant progress and the spiritual aspirant's life. Anakalita sadrishya chubuka shri virajita. Just like mother's forehead, eyebrows, eyes, nose, lips, ears, the astavasinyadi vagdevatas have constantly tried drawing a parallel to the eyes, nose, whatever they were talking about in the previous namas, and then they said, no, this comparison is being dwarfed, or it's just being completely wiped out with your true eyes, nose, or the description of whatever is being explained and attempted. But only for chin, anakalita sadrishya, they said, even to draw a parallel, there does not exist one. Anakalita sadrishya chubuka shri virajita. Your chin, there is nothing that comes even to the imaginary mind of comparison. This is the line given by the 8 Vasinyadi Vagdevatas. How is this useful and related to us? Whenever we have any doubts about the Holy Lalita Sahasranamas, we have to approach the lotus feet of our Jagadguru Sri 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 Adi Shankaracharya. And in this context, he has given a shloka in Saundarya Lahari. The slokam goes as this. కరాగ్రేణ స్పృష్టం తుహిన గిరినా వత్సలతయా గిరీశౌ నోదేస్తం ముహుర అదరపానాకులతయా కరగ్రాహ్యం శంభోర్ ముకురకుర వృంతం గిరిసుతే కదం కారం భ్రూమస్తవ చుబకమౌపమ్యరహితం. కరాగ్రేణ స్పృష్టం తుహిన గిరి వత్సలతయా కరాగ్రేణ స్పృష్టం. ఓ మదర్, there is no hand that can be compared with that hand which touched your chin with vatsalyam. Vatsalyam is the highest form of unconditional love that a mother always shows towards her kids. A cow always shows towards her calf, or any mother. Vatsalyam is also used in the context of the Guru and the Guru's unconditional love and efforts towards the upliftment of the disciples. So Vatsalyam is only used in these three conditions, where the mother or the father towards their kids, a Guru towards his disciples, and most often a cow towards her calf, When the calf looks into the eyes of the mother or approaches the mother cow releases the milk. That is the unconditional flood of love, which is called Vatsalyam. Karagrenas prustam tuhinagirina vatsalataya. There is no hand that can be compared with that hand which held your chin with unconditional love and affection. Whose hand is that? That hand is none other than Father Himalayas or Himavanta's hand, which very well requested the young mother goddess Parvati when she was growing up. She used to be constantly lost in play as a kid. That hand of the father would request that beautiful young mother goddess to have her lunch, have her dinner. And father would request often mother to wear a favorite color dress. When mother was very young and she used to be a little stubborn, just to engage her parents in the playful acts, father Himavanta, forgetting that the mother of the universes has come as his daughter to bless him because of all his punya karmas and the unconditional devotion and love Himavanta and his wife Menaka had towards mother goddess, because of which she chose her parents and was born to them as Parvataraja Kumari Parvati. That is the hand that cannot be compared with any other hand. And that is the hand that I bow down to. Give me 1,000,000th of that punyam. At least let me visualize that hand that requested that beautiful young Bala Swarupam of Mother Goddess, which requested to have food, which requested to wear the color dresses, which requested many, many other things to the Jagat Janani. That is the hand of Himavanta that is the luckiest. Next line goes as Girisho Naudastam Muhura Adarapana Kulataya. Karagrahyam Shambhur Mukura Kuruvruntam Girisute. Girisho, the one who always lives in the mountains, our father, Lord Mahadeva. Mother Goddess converts the yogi Shiva into Bhogi Mahakameshwara. The one who does not move with any desire, moves with a desire to spread himself into a lot. Therefore calling Parameshwara as Mahakameshwara. What is he moving with? He moves with a desire to look into that beautiful, blissful, calmful face of mother. If that face of mother is being compared to a mirror, the handle of that mirror is the chin of mother goddess's beautiful face. When Shiva holds that chin with his right hand and mother is trying to look down with shy, he gently lifts her face, looks into her eyes, and Shiva sees himself in that mirror of transparency, because mother is spread as the Prakriti, where Shiva is spread as Purusha. So when he sees mother's eyes, Shiva moves with the desire to spread himself into many, many beings, creating the universes. That divine union of mother and father is initiated when Shiva lifts mother's face and gently kisses her lower lip. This is the meaning of the shloka, which also means the yogi Shiva is converted into bogi to continue the creations of the universe, which is the fundamental aspect of any mother to give birth to the next generation. That's what the Jagat Janani is doing here. And to understand how the yogi Shiva turns to a bogi, there's a beautiful shlokam given by Jagadguru Shankaracharya and another shlokam of Saundar Lahari, which goes as Shive Shringar Ardra Taditirajane Kutsanapara Sarosha Gangayam Girisha Charite Vismayavati Harahibyo Bita Sarsuruha Saubhagya Janani Sakishu Smera Temai Janani Drishtisakaruna. This shlokam talks about the Navarasas that are expressed by Mother Goddess, but the first line is of the most important thing here. Shive Shringar Ardra Taditirajane Kutsanapara Sarosha Gangayam Girisha Charite Vismayavati Harahi Byobita Sarasiruha Saubhagya Janani Sakishu Smerate Mai Janani Drishtisakaruna. The beauty of Jagadguru Adishankaracharya is whenever he has given any shlokas, he always includes us. Just like in this shlokam, the last line says, Mai Janani Drishtisakarana. Mai Janani means our mother. Drishtisakaruna, look at me with mercy. Since this shlokam will be discussed in detail in another Namam of Mother Goddess, we will touch upon the first line of the shlokam, which says, Shive Shringar Ardra Taditarajane Kutsanapara. When the yogi Shiva looks at Mother Goddess, he turns, moves with a desire and becomes bhogi. The Shringara Rasam and Divine Father can only be initiated by our Mother Jagat Janani Lalita Mahatripura Sundari and nobody else. Such is the beautiful relation and unconditional ubiquitous love between the Divine Parents, and it is initiated when Divine Father looks into the eyes of Mother Goddess by lifting very gently her chin. Ana Kalita Sadrasya Chubuka Shri Virajita, a wonderful namam that marks a very significant milestone in Lalita Sahasranamam when it is related to the Panchadasi Mahamantram. The first kutam is almost nearing its completion, marking a significant progress and blessings of Mother Divine. That too, Mother letting us to discuss this namam on the night of Purnami is nothing other than her pure blessings and unconditional love towards us to progress towards her lotus feet. Stay blessed. Continue to chant this namam. Anakalita Sadrisha Chupukashri Virajita. Do take care. Shrimatre Namaha.